This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
Traders are reacting to strong news out of China, as well as earnings reports from GE and Morgan Stanley. It is Friday, so Chris Lowe joins us to look at what this means for us. He is FTN Financial's chief economist. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So you happen to be in the airport on the way to China now, and as we said, new numbers, they show China's GDP growth up to 7.9%. That would be an earth-shattering number here in America, but in China it falls short of the kind of enormous growth they've had in recent years. So just put that number that we got this morning in context.
Well, that's right. Growth in China in recent years has been anywhere from 10 to 12%. Last year, it slowed to 7.5%. So the way they're looking at this is that we're accelerating out of China's slowdown, but they'd honestly like to see something better than this. And the reason, there are hundreds of thousands of people graduating college in China every year, and they need to get reabsorbed into the workforce.
A lot of jobs they have to create. But what's the impact we're going to see from what's happening in China over here?
Well, look, you know, there's two things. One, it's going to make it a lot easier for the new Chinese government to pursue reforms. That's a good thing. The other, though, is that China is in transition. It's going towards more of a domestic consumer economy. And what that means for us, they'll be chasing after fewer commodities. Our commodity prices are likely to be more stable. It means fewer inflation spikes. Ultimately, I think this is a good development for the U.S.
And also looking back at the U.S., this was a big week for banks, a lot of big earnings reports this week. What does their health of the banking system say about the broader economy?
Well, you know, we saw a whole range of different numbers. Morgan Stanley reported today. Their numbers were not very good. We heard from Goldman and JP earlier this week. Their numbers were terrific. If there's any lesson from this, it is that banks have to reinvent themselves to make money in this new regulatory environment. Some of them have figured it out, and some still have work to do.
Okay, Chris Lowe, safe travels on to China. And thank you so much, Chris Lowe, FTN Financial's chief economist. Thanks.